Marketing and Development Officer for the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Eswat Roberts said last Friday's launch of the Carnival Hub in Capital Kingston was very successful, and this will continue on Friday afternoons. Mr. Roberts said going forward, there will be a grand program of carnival-related activities for everyone to enjoy in Kingston on a Friday. He said this Friday's Carnival Hub will feature the launch of the Carnival Monday Band, which is being organized by the bands Touch and Kinetic.
The plan for the Carnival Hub was that we'll be having three Fridays before the official 10-day period of Carnival, when we would have Fantastic Friday on June 30th. So basically we have done June 9th. This Friday will be June 16th, and we are scheduled to have Touch and Kinetic Band. Of course, they're doing a joint T-shirt band for Carnival Monday this year, and they'll basically be doing the launching at Heritage Square, utilizing the Carnival Hub. We know Touch has a big following. Touch has a very wide repertoire of hit songs and so on. Kinetic has been around for a few years, providing excellent backstopping music at various events and so on, so post know their ability. So I think with the two bands on stage come this Friday, we are destined to see another massive undertaking on Heritage Square. There will not be a parade this Friday because the first parade was just for the launch. The hub basically will operate now on Heritage Square. So this Friday afternoon, after work vibe again, you can come on out and come vibe with us at Heritage Square at the Carnival Hub.
Mr. Roberts said next Friday, June 23rd, will feature the preliminary judging for the Raga Soca and Soca Monarch competitions at the Carnival Hub.
The following Friday, which will be the 23rd, we are scheduled to have the preliminary judging of the Raga Soca and Soca Monarch being done at Heritage Square at the Carnival Hub. Now, traditionally, this would have taken place inside Victoria Park, basically where the judges will listen to the songs and make their selections, and those persons selected would perform for the finals. This year, we have opted to utilize the Carnival Hub, create a line on the square so persons can come and enjoy the ambience, and at the same time, the judges get to do their thing while listening to these songs. Suppose we'll have an appreciation of the number of entries that will be submitted, and they will get to hear these songs, and the judges will deliberate, and then they will be able to make their determination as to who all would make the finals for Raga Soca and Soca Monarch.
Mr. Roberts is encouraging everyone to support the Carnival Hub in Kingston on Fridays as they continue to build anticipation for the central activities which will form part of Vinci Mass 2023.
I would like to take this opportunity to encourage one and all to come out and support the activities at the Carnival Hub. We always say that Vinci Mass is not about what is done by the CDC. It's not for the CDC, it's for the nation. And it's an economic driver. And when you look at the economic activity that took place on Heritage Square last Friday, we certainly appreciate the fact that persons came out and they supported the various bars, food stalls, etc. So we're encouraging you to come out again this Friday. Come to Heritage Square. You're going to have some excellent entertainment by these bands and possibly some artists. And come out and support again. You can come out the following Friday. It's good to hear the songs being submitted by these various soca artists for entry into Raga Soca and Soca Monarch. So I'm encouraging you to come on out every Friday in the month of June at the Carnival Hub at Heritage Square.
Marketing and Development Officer for the Carnival Development Corporation, CDC, Eswat Roberts. With today's Carnival Update, I am Ricardo Wilson.